Okay, Houston, we're going to maneuver to the step attitude now.
Roger, maneuvering to step attitude.
Apollo 10 Houston, John, if you haven't already tried it, you might, on that EMS scroll, try running the tape back a half inch backwards and back and forth between the 37K line. And if that doesn't work, well, you can try the next pattern, and maybe this will break up that emulsion a little bit.
Roger, understand, run the scroll back and forth between where and where, over.
Make sure you run it backwards first, backwards no more than half an inch, and then forwards no more than the 37K line, over.
Roger. By golly, that fixed it. Good thought there. Now, if I went, what I did was I had it on range set. I went back to test 5. Does that mean that I have to go all the way through the EMS counterclockwise anymore? Or if I go to range set, will it still be initialized at 37K, over?
Roger, John. Say again how far back you went, please.
About 3/8 of an inch.
Stand by one.
Hello, Houston, this is 10.
Go ahead.
Roger, we're getting a lot of noise on the high gain in this sub-attitude. How about meconomies at this time?
Stand by. Apollo 10 Houston, let's go to Omni Charlie by the checklist, over.
Okay, we'll hold off on it then, but it's awful noisy up here.
Okay, Houston, we're going back to the initial entry interface attitude. This noise is about to drive us wild up here on the high gate.
Roger 10, it's okay to go to Omni Charlie now if you'd rather.
Okay, we can go there now, huh? Okay, because we're a little bit ahead of the checklist and going to this attitude. That's why I'm asked. Okay, we're going to Omni Charlie at this time.
Roger. Apollo 10 Houston, it's not clear to us exactly what you did with the EMS. Will you describe it one more time so we can give an answer, over?
Roger, I was on range set when you said wiggly back and forth. So I went back to test 5, brought it back approximately 3/8 of an inch toward 38K, and it started scribing. So I quit and went back to 37, and I'm now on test 5.
Roger,
my question is...
Go ahead with your question.
Do I have to go through another scroll pattern or go clean through the EMS test to get it reset at 37K?
Roger, we'll get an answer for you in just a minute.
I think the answer is no.
Apollo 10, while we're coming up with that answer, we're ready to uplink a state vector. Can we have the computer, over?
We're in CMC and accept.
Roger, thank you. Apollo 10 Houston, we're a little delayed on our uplink. It'll be up momentarily. That's coming now.
This is Apollo Control. Mark 1 minute to entry interface, at which point Apollo 10 will come back into the, effectively, the Earth's atmosphere at 400,000 feet.
Which are a difference in the last pass. Over.
Okay, Jack, take them one at a time, will you, and let me confirm them with you.
Okay, at our gamma at 400K is now 6.54, over.
Gamma at 400K.
That's affirmative, and our RET at 0.05G is 0027.
At
0027
at 0.05G, RET.
Okay, that's affirmative, and the next three numbers are in the blackout block. Begin blackout at 0017, end at 0328. And drogues at 0816, over.
Okay, I got begin blackout at 0017, end blackout at 328, and drogues at 816.
That's affirmative.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control to correct a statement earlier in reading the clock. It's now 57 minutes to entry interface instead of 1 minute.
Clock.
We got a 22.2-mile vacuum purge. He looks good.
Roger, 10, and on your EMS, you can go directly to range set, and it'll work. Over.
Roger, thank you. I thought it would. And Houston, we're ready to activate the secondary VAPS.
Apollo 10 Houston, let's hold off until EI minus 50, about 6.5 more minutes for the secondary evap, over.
Okay, we'll hold off.
This is Apollo Control. Distance now down to 9,136 nautical miles. Velocity building up. Now at 19,128 feet per second.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to proceed with the VHF check now, and we're configured at the site. If you'll transmit, we'll listen, over.
Roger, we're reading you right now, VHF, and short count follows 1, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roger, you came in way down in the mud, you faded out and came back in.
Roger, you're about three by and down in the mud.
Roger, and I've got a one more number to change on your entry pad.